Hello, and welcome back to This Freaking Kid. We are going to jump right in, because this is a part two. If you have not listened to part one, go back and listen to the last episode, episode 20. Because this is, even though I named it in GarageBand episode 20, it is secretly episode 21. So, Hugo.
Yeah?
We were in some sort of an office, and I had just gotten a bunch of keys from under some statues.
Oh, yeah. These keys, you can use, for the door on the other side before you go to the door that was still on the side that you went through that door. Those are three keys.
Okay.
Each one are named, there's cell key 1 to 3.
Oh, cell key.
Yeah, they're cell keys.
Okay. So these are for the different cells where we saw the people, the, like, dead bodies or whatever?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Wait, no, those are, different keys that you find later on.
Gotcha. Okay. So, is there anything else interesting in this, office?
I think you already got the book on the desk.
I don't remember, but I will say I'm going to grab that book.
Okay, you have a special book.
I'm going to look at the book. What's going on with the book?
It's mainly just special because it's mainly just special because it has, like, blood on it, but it has nothing to do with the actual story.
Okay. All right, well, then we will go back to the other room, and I will start trying keys and doors.
Okay, so you open the first cell door, and there's two other cell doors that you can use the other keys for.
Okay.
And then you can just leave behind a bunch of keys.
All right, well, then I'm going to open all of the cells.
Okay, now, one of them has a torture chamber, like a tortured desk, like that people go on, like with
like a rack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like where they go on, then there's like lockdown.
Yeah.
Beside that is a chair. This is a torture room, but right in front of that, the rack, is a desk with a couple knives and like a bunch of keys. But this time there are like 6 keys.
Okay.
To open
Okay, we'll grab those keys. And I'm gonna grab one of the knives.
Okay. There are 5 keys.
Okay.
So you got one of the knives, maybe you can use those in the boss battle. I never thought of that when, because this.
Don't forget, I've also got my bone chucks.
You have your bone chuck. because when I played, I was so close. But it sets up like the amount of players, and to beat the final boss, you need 2 players. But Bappa was too far behind. So I had to. Like, there's a bunch of orbs around him. You're supposed to, like, one person on one side, one person on the other.
Dog, why are you spoiling this for me?
I did not think of that.
Tell me about orbs when I'm going to have to deal with the orbs later myself. It's part of the fun. All right, so I got some keys. I got a knife. I got a rack. I got a weird torture chair.
No, you can't pick it up. It's,
Well, I'm just saying what's in the room. I'm not saying I'm picking them up. I don't know where the die went.
Oh, no. The die.
Oh, here it is. I found out there's actually 2 missing numbers. One is a 16, and one is a 2.
Oh, nice.
This is from the Murders at Karlov Manor Magic the Gathering bundle, and apparently it is for solving riddles. You're supposed to look through it.
Here they are. Got my condition card.
Zugo is getting the condition cards that I gave them from my old Pathfinder First Edition stuff.
You didn't know this from last episode. Yes.
Okay, so I'm in the cell. I got some keys. I got a knife. Is there anything else interesting here?
There is a door on the side that looks like you could use one of the keys.
All right, I'm gonna start trying keys in that door.
I'm gonna roll to see if you get the first ones right.
Okay.
12. The first one is right, so now you have 4 keys.
Okay. Okay. We have our friend Corndog here visiting. Okay, so I guess I'll try the next door. Is there another door?
Yes. There's another door that you, 13. Now you have 3 keys, which there are a door on this side, door on this side, door on this side.
All right, I'm gonna go to the door in front of me.
The door in front of you, all it has is a dead body on the side.
Okay. Is that after I opened the door or beforehand?
That was after you opened the door.
Okay. Then I'll go to the door. Actually, I'm going to look at what's the deal with the body. I'm going to see if the body's got anything fun on it.
It's covered up by a tarp.
All right, I'm going to take the tarp off. Now I got a tarp. Oh, ho, ho.
What?
That's the most stupid movie from when I was a kid.
Oh. It just looks like an old man.
Okay. Sorry, Papa.
No, Papa. It might have been because he would help me with the boss
battle. Then I guess I'll go to the right.
Oh, wait, you said left?
Ooh. Well, first I went straight.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go right.
Okay. Right, one side it has a skeleton, and the other side it, again, has a body wrapped around in the tarp.
All right, now I'm going to take that tarp, too. Now I got 2 tarps.
Okay.
Watch out, I'm going to make a tarp chuck.
Why are you so obsessed with nunchucks?
I don't know, because it's funny. I was reading some Ninja Turtles earlier.
Okay, because you used wire cutters to cut off, so you still have a little bit of chain.
Yeah. I'm not really going to make some tarp chucks, I'm just joking. But I'm going to keep both tarps, because tarps are useful.
Okay.
What is that body also old and decrepit? Or mm-hmm. Is there anything interesting about it?
There's one thing.
What's that?
Nothing.
Oh. Nothing is a thing, okay.
Actually, it has, you know, one of, it lost an eye.
Okay. Sorry about that. Alright, well then I'm gonna go to the left door.
You find something wrote in blood, and under that is a note.
Okay, what does it say in blood?
Let's just say it says, condition.
Condition?
Yeah, condition.
Okay, it doesn't say H-U-G in an ancient language?
No.
Okay. What's the note say?
The note just explains something. It just says, like, basically it's just saying that, like, that they found, this area, that it was, that under it, they found, that was, there's, like a lava pit and a broken down bridge, under.
Okay. So there's a way down somehow.
Yes.
Okay. And I have not found any way down yet.
No, not yet.
Okay. All right. I'm going to start backtracking and looking at the floor for any sort of stairs or...
Oh, wait, I forgot one thing.
What's that?
To make sure the bodies are safe.
Oh.
I'm going to roll for both of the bodies. 20?
Yep.
Okay. 10, the bodies are safe.
Okay, cool. looking for like secret switches, trap doors I missed, if I somehow forgot about a stair that I passed, or a ladder.
So there's the door you went through. There was actually six doors. There was one supposed to lead to the, you remember where, when you went to the left, you went into the torture room, mm-hmm. but there was another one on the right.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to go to the one on the right from there.
Okay. The one on the right. So you exited the torture room. You went to the other side of the hall. You see, so there is a big circle with like a triangle, like it's kind of like a, it has a star in the middle.
Okay.
So, pentagram.
Pentagram.
That it has letters around them that you can, touch.
Okay. Are any of them H, U, and G?
Yeah, there's every single letter.
Oh, every single letter. Okay. Well, since H, U, and G have been kind of a thing in this place, I'm going to touch H, U, and G.
Nothing, nothing happened.
Okay. I'm going to search around for any clues as to what might be, going on.
In the room with the note on the wall. The blood wrote word on the wall.
Oh, condition?
Yeah.
So I'm going to push the word, I'm going to type in the word condition.
The door opens.
Okay. It's
secretly a door, not just a wall.
Okay.
There is a 4-digit code safe on the side, and there's a way to go over to that side. Okay. Also, there's lanterns that, they're actually open fire lanterns, so
okay.
You can see the fire. There's one thing you can do with them, and part of the game, you can burn stuff with them.
Okay. I am... So there's a 4-digit code lock.
Yeah.
There's some lanterns. How many lanterns are there?
There are one.
One? Okay. What else is in here?
There's a path there, but there is a bunch of wood things blocking it.
Okay.
But don't forget the 4-digit code safe.
Right. No, I know, that's what I was just saying. I was looking around to see if there was anything that would give me a hint to the safe. I'm going to check the notes I have. Don't I have a couple of notes?
Yeah, you have like 4 notes.
All right, I'm going to look at the notes. Is there anything, is there like numbers on any of them?
The first one has an 8 on it.
Okay.
The second one has a 7 on it.
Okay.
Wait, no. So, the second one...
T-U.
A 21 on it.
Alright. So, I am going to type in the numbers... that correspond to H, U, G, and O.
This safe opens. It's a trophy.
Okay. I will take the trophy and put it with the other one.
Okay. Also, behind you, there's another thing where you can take out the bricks.